trying to wrap up harvest. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
So far, we're in some double crop beans now that they're the best we've ever had.
We need another week to finish it off.
Tennessee row crop farmers are working overtime now trying to finish harvest of this year's corn, soybeans, and cotton crops. Lee Bagwell of Robertson County says so far he's enjoyed one of his best years yet.
We've had a pretty good fall. We rolled through corn harvest pretty well. We had a week that we were pretty wet and had to shut down. We're on track right now. We're rolling through bean harvest. We've probably had the best corn yields that we've ever had.
And if you heard earlier, his best yields for soybeans so far. He also raises tobacco, and it's not been as quite a good year compared to his other crops.
The tobacco, we were a little wet on our side of the county, but the quality's there. The weight might not be there with the water, but we've got pretty good quality tobacco.
Brad Cochran in Madison County says he's hoping to finish harvest this week, and for him, too, it's been one of his better years. But now, already, there's mounting concerns over supplies and costs for next year.
Probably had the best yields that we ever have as a whole. The crop has been good, and I think everybody's in good shape, but we still have issues that we have to work with for next year. All the input costs are going up.
Cochran says just like we continue to hear for the rest of the economy, supply chain issues are also affecting our ag industry.
I think the supply chain has backed up some key chemical issues, whether it's the active ingredient in it or some of the raw materials, and fertilizer is tripled in price, and I think it's just kind of the whole economy in general is kind of backed up, but farming is no exception.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.